Georgia's governor prepares state for severe winter storm. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp instructed his state's Emergency Management and Homeland Security Agency and other departments to begin monitoring and preparing for the imminent arrival of a major winter storm. The announcement on January 7th follows several days of freezing storm conditions across the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic states, which produced record-setting and travel-deterring levels of snowfall. As with any weather system that might impact Georgia communities, we are actively monitoring the approaching winter storm and taking action now to ensure our communities are prepared for any possible impact, the governor said in a press release. Along with state agency leaders, I'm urging Georgians to stay weather aware, especially as they make plans for the coming days. Please make necessary arrangements to keep your family safe and stay tuned for more information as this storm approaches. The National Weather Service announced early on January 8th that a storm watch would go into effect for portions of northeast, north central, northwest, and west central Georgia on January 10th, and last through the morning of January 11th. This watch area includes Atlanta and Athens, Georgia. Forecast conditions include a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Up to 4 inches of snow is possible, along with a buildup of 1/10 of an inch of ice. The governor's office warned of hazardous road conditions, especially along the I-20/I-85 corridors, and the combination of snow and wind could bring down power lines. Georgia's Department of Transportation will begin spraying the roads with salt brine on January 9th in an effort to prevent ice buildup, and residents are asked to avoid traveling to the most affected areas. The governor's office shared several tips for residents to combat the conditions safely. These include having electric space heaters and generators at their disposal, making sure the electric heaters have automatic shut-off switches, and sources of heat are kept a minimum of 3 feet away from drapes and furniture. Residents should keep gas-powered generators outdoors and at least 20 feet away from doors, windows, and vents, and install working carbon monoxide detectors inside. Drivers were advised to have emergency-ready kits featuring portable phone chargers, an ice scraper, jumper cables, extra blankets, and sand to ensure vehicles can get traction on slippery roads. Further south, a freeze warning remains in effect for southeast Georgia and northeast Florida, stretching from Douglas, Georgia, down to Ocala, Florida. The NWS renewed its warning on January 8th, extending it to the morning of January 9th. Winter storm watches have also been issued for Tennessee and northern parts of Alabama and Mississippi, as well as areas of Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, and Oklahoma. NWS predicted that Tennessee would get 4 to 7 inches of snow on January 10th. Mississippi could see as much as 6 inches of snow from January 9th through January 10th, and northern Alabama could see as much as 8 inches from late January 9th through January 10th. Meanwhile, a winter storm warning will go into effect for north central and northeast Texas at 6 a.m. on January 9th and will remain in effect until noon on January 10th. The affected area includes Dallas-Fort Worth. The Weather Service predicted up to 4 inches of snow, with some areas looking at as much as 8 inches. Texas Governor Greg Abbott also instructed his state's emergency management to increase its readiness to deal with the extreme conditions on January 7th. As the state of Texas mobilizes the emergency response resources, Texans need to stay safe and warm. I urge everyone to remain weather aware, regularly monitor road conditions before traveling, and heed guidance from state and local officials, Abbott said in a press release. I thank all the first responders and emergency management personnel for their efforts to help Texas communities brace for winter weather. A winter storm warning will also go into effect across most of Arkansas at noon on January 9th and last until 6 p.m. on January 10th. Up to 6 inches of snow is possible across the state.